College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:28. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am so glad to have Chantel Dream Booker in the studio. Dream in Color Healings is her company. She was one of the many small business owners who joined me last Saturday when we wrote letters to Congress. And I dropped those letters off on Tuesday to Ilhan Omar, Tina Smith, Dean Phillips, Angie Craig, and Betty McCollum. And you have already gotten calls and responses from our D.C. legislators. So I had to have you join me in the studio. First of all, thank you for coming to the event. I just appreciate you sharing your story and stepping out on faith and saying, you know what? Somebody got something for me and I want it. And as a small business owner, if we don't do that, we are not going to make it.
Thanks. Yeah. I just want to just thank you for inviting me. I was surprised when I got the call. I was in a meeting and I came down like, whose number is this? But I was just grateful to just come, you know.
Yeah.
You very much inspired me, the first initiative that you had with the workshop.
Yeah.
And so just following you and just following your story and seeing all that you've done for small business owners, I didn't have no other choice but to come.
Oh, I'm glad you came. Now, when we were writing those letters, I don't know about you, but I've never written a letter to like a congressperson or a senator or a mayor or a city council, school board. I've just never taken the time to do anything like that. Had you ever done that before?
No, I haven't. And matter of fact, I don't even like asking people for stuff. So, I mean, that was just stepping out of my comfort zone altogether.
Yeah. Now, what was in your letter when you sat down, took the time to write it? Because, you know, the one thing that I appreciated, too, is when we had this letter writing event at Flavor Cafe last Saturday, I knew I couldn't tell y'all what to put in them because I didn't know myself. So Carrie Dietzick and Judy Seeberger and women from the League of Women Voters, they all came to help us kind of put it together to make sure that it sounded well, that it wasn't too long, but it wasn't too short, and to frame what our ask was. So after we got that really good information from them, what did you decide to put in your letter?
I just started to really speak from my heart and just to be honest. My business is a yoga business where I focus on restorative yoga for adults and children.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of explained what I do. And then my ask was to just get help. I've written a lot of I've applied for a lot of different grants within the city, but I haven't got accepted for any. So I told my story about that. My ask was for a multi-use property. And I was just kind of very direct, what I needed, a multi-use property, some capital to actually pay healing, community healers what they're worth. And just being able to, marketing resources so I can get, what I do out there.
Yeah.
Because what I've been finding just as a community healer myself is that a lot of people don't really see the value in it as of right now.
Yeah. Because this is new.
Yeah.
It's something that we've never seen before. And with everything that we've gone through, George Floyd, COVID, Dante Wright, our city burned down for 3 days.
Yeah.
The things that our kids are dealing with, to have a community healer and use, your gifts and talents as a yoga instructor and everything that you have available with your business is new.
Mm-hmm.
And that marketing piece, that talking about it piece, that getting the word out piece is so important, but it can be expensive. And so I'm glad you asked for that. Okay, so we got to take a quick commercial break. I got to do the weather, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Ms. Chantel. This Tuesday, I was in Washington, D.C., dropping off letters from Minnesota's black small business owners, asking our congressional leaders for help, whether that was financial capital, social capital, political capital, just a little bit of assistance, maybe the thing that we need to help us get over the hump. When I started my business 3 years ago, I did not really understand the barriers in place. the systemic and structural barriers that kept Black female entrepreneurs from having access to funding, bank loans, credit cards, just the simplest things that you need to go from surviving to thriving are not available. And so whenever I see Black women-owned businesses out there doing their thing, I try to help as much as I can. And so last Saturday, I had a letter writing event for Black business owners, and we were trying to reach out to our congressional leaders, and we came together. And one of those people who was at Flavor Cafe is Chantel Dream Booker. She is the owner of Dream and Color Healing. You can find that at dreamandcolorhealing.com. She's a yoga instructor. She does community healing. And, you know, we've been through a lot. Tragedy, turmoil, unrest. At some point, we got to unwind and get that knot out of our back. And you know what? A massage ain't going to always do it. Praying ain't going to always do it. We need some community healers like Chantel who can help us get that done. And I'm so glad you're joining me. I'm so glad you came to the letter writing event. And I'm so glad that you have already started hearing back from those legislators. How surprised were you? Because it seemed like I walked out the door and they started calling people. I was like, people said, I just heard from Dean. Really? I just heard from Ilhan for real. I just walked out. It was like they immediately started calling all the business owners whose letters I dropped off in D.C.
Yeah, I was surprised. I felt like I had just seen that you just landed or something. It seemed like you just there. It was 2 seconds. And then 2 minutes later, I got an email from Ilhan, and I could tell that, like, she read it because it was personal to me. It talked about things that was in my letter. So I was definitely surprised and kind of just taken back, like, okay. I can't even explain the feeling. Like,
you know, I know it probably feels like validation, like, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, thank you. Somebody sees me. Thank you. Somebody understands. Thank you. Somebody cares.
Yeah. Like, it does feel, I mean, I'm just meeting you and just coming to these events have been a blessing. Like, I feel like things have just been like aligning and so fast that it's kind of scary.
And see, that's the thing about us. At ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, we move fast. Like, I just got a new assistant, and she's like, I can't. Josh is laughing because I be dragging Josh to my producer here at CCO. Like, my little assistant, Jen, she's like, okay. And so what? And what? And what? I'm like, girl, we move fast around here because we don't, when the spirit is moving, we moving. Yeah. We don't wait. We get it moving. And so I'm just glad that you are, like, saying, you know what? I'm going to do it afraid. I'm going to do it on faith. I'm stepping out. And so for those folks who are out there who are listening in and they want to know more about your company, Chantel, tell them about your business.
So Dream and Color Healing is a restorative business that provides healing spaces for adults and children. Right now, I don't have like a set brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of my community stuff out of the Jimmy Lee Rec Center.
Okay, yeah.
And I also, I just started working with toddlers at a daycare, Miracle-Gro Learning Academy.
Okay.
And then I also provide yoga at Hamlin for those students there. So any Hamlin students, Monday nights, yoga at 7:00 in the field house. And it's free to the students, you know, just come in. I do candlelight yoga. I was just really excited that they asked me to come back this semester to just help those students. I, you know, was a college student at one point,
yeah.
And I know, you know, the stress that it, you mm-hmm. know, that you go through. So that really was my thing, is just be who I needed. And so, you know, I try to provide those spaces for people, and I tell people all the time, healers need healing.
Yeah.
Yoga just kind of just helped me within my own healing. So I'm healing myself by also helping others heal.
Okay. Now, there are some organizations or some folks out there who are saying, you know what, we should have her come in on Tuesdays. You know, we should have her come in on Saturday mornings. We should have her come in and do sessions with us and our team. And it's also an opportunity to bond, whether it is a school or it is a company or even maybe a family. You know, that you come in and you provide your area of expertise, which is yoga, which is healing, which is getting us centered and grounded and at peace with our bodies and our lives. How can they reach you?
Well, they can reach me by going to my website, which is dreamincolorhealing.com. I'm also on Instagram, which is the same, Dream and Color Healing. You can email me at info@dreamincolorhealing.com. Facebook as well, Dream and Color Healing. So, yep.
You got the lock on Dream and yes, Color Healing. Now, where did that name come from? I love that.
It came from like my Facebook name, the Dream in the middle, because my middle name is not really Dream. It just kind of, when Facebook started, you could put all different types of names and
yeah,
stuff in there.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't able to change it. So it just kind of stuck. And just since, you know, I was in grade school, I've always been interested in dreams, mm-hmm. where I used to kind of like study them and, mm-hmm. you know, all the meaning behind it. So when I thought about dreaming in color, sometimes you do. And then if you even dream in color, you bring that whatever it is that you want to reality. So every day that you wake up, you whatever it is that you imagine and you manifest, you can do it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I just came with Dream in Color.
And you have manifested your own business.
Yes, ma'am.
You have manifested this ministry that you have. And that's what I was telling these legislators. I said, you know, every business owner, and I was especially thinking about you, you are not just, you know, opening up a business because you want to make $1 million. That's great. But you're also helping the community to heal. So behind your business is a mission. And that's why I want people to support you. That's why I'm going to support you. This is what I'm going to do. Now, you just surprise mama. Her mom's here. Give your mom a shout out.
Hey, mom.
All right. What's mama's name? Her co-workers might be there. She's talking about, hey, mom.
My mom's name is Charlene Taylor.
Okay.
And then my sister is also with me, Kenesha Taylor.
All right. What side of town mama living on? I want to make sure her neighbor's here.
My mom lives in Eagan. Both of them live in Eagan.
All right. Eagan's in the house. Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a free one-hour marketing consult.
Thank you.
And we're going to sit down, and I'm going to take you to lunch, and I'm going to help you get a strategy and a plan to market your business so that every TV station in town, every school, and every business is thinking about you, thinking about your company, and putting you first on the list to call. Don't you start no crying in here. This is your letter makes me laugh. This is not all your right. letter makes
it's
me
happy
cry.
Tears. Happy tears.
Your letter makes me laugh. Not your letter makes me cry. But I want to see you succeed. I want to see you blessed. I want to see you in a position next year where you can buy 5 billboards for 5 black women like I did last month for Black yes. Business Month. That's what I want for you. I want you to feed your family and the family. You know what? We're going to just go. I'm not even looking at her. I'm not. She crying so hard, y'all. She done pulled out. Josh, I got to take the picture. Done pulled out some tissue. Hold on. She is hooping and hollering and crying. I know your mom ain't over there crying, too. Mama, she done put her head down. She crying. They're going to make me change the name of my company. Yeah. It's supposed to be called Shaletta Makes Me Laugh. Not Shaletta Makes Me Cry.
Happy tears.
Well, I love you. I'm so proud of you. And just keep doing the good work. And we're going to go to lunch soon so I can get you that marketing strategy. Okay?
All right.
Oh, Josh then came in late with the claps. You know what? Just go to commercial. We'll talk to Steve.